Hello and good evening. It's a really, really beautiful evening here. It's really understated and kind of pastel. We've got the sun and it's alternating between clouds. So sometimes you've got the kind of contrast of, you know, dark and light shade, and sometimes just a generalness. And I kind of like that in both wine and just looking out of my large south-facing window over towards the channel. You know, that's the channel, which is the Straits of Dover. It just goes over and over and over and over. There'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover. Just you wait and see. So today what I'm doing is I'm just trying to sort of spring wines, early barbecue, alfresco season. Are these any good? And they were just cheap from, you know, generic Sainsbury's. Clear Springs Sauvignon Blanc 2025, 11%. Bruce Jack Chenin Blanc 2025, 11%. Okay, and you know, what I'm sort of saying is, are they foodie wines? Can you just eat them when you're chatting outside? And is there any particular merit in them? Are they the worst bottles on the shelf? Are they okay for the price? So the Sauvignon Blanc, the fairly generic sort of We Are Sainsbury's label, and that was £6.25, which in today's world is, you know, only just touching on the could be slightly better than the Penguin Sands or the House Wine. And then we've got the Bruce Jack label, which it does say distinctly on the back of the bottle, giggles when you press it. Okay, I tried pressing it, and anyway, so the Chenin Blanc, you know, that's the same, and It's pretty nice designer label and everything, okay? And Chenin Blanc, of course, is the white grape that's really found its home in South Africa, although, as we know, it really originates from the Loire Valley. But as I've said so often, Sauvignon Blancs from France and the New World, and Chenin Blancs from France and the New World, you know, we're talking two completely different languages. Can it even be the same grape? And I mean, you know, well, I mean, is it, you know, they probably just called it that, you know, to try and get you on board with it. But so what I'm hoping for from a Chenin Blanc and from a Sauvignon Blanc, okay, from South Africa, from past experience, do these wines match up to my expectations and hopes? Are they going to pair well with food? What kind of food? And what happens when you actually put the two wines together in the same glass, 50-50? Okay, all of those things and a little bit of this in the long audio. Okay, so the long audio is only to be listened to when you have glasses of wine and plenty of time to put your feet up, probably with cucumber slices on your eyes, okay, because you don't want to look all baggy and old, do you? No. So there we go, a couple of wines that I think might tickle your fancy at that kind of price range, in between, you know, the Chablis, the Rieslings and the big fat fulsome bosomly Marlborough Sauvignons from obviously New Zealand. Yeah, no, I think these are pretty good, and if you listen to the audio, you'll find out why, you know.